Now, rugby league fans will be treated to a visually spectacular display from the New Zealand Defence Force when the Warriors play their Anzac Day NRL match in Auckland tomorrow afternoon. Now, all manner of military hardware will be on show in front of a sold-out crowd at Go Media Stadium. There will be 150 serving personnel on hand to mark the occasion before the Warriors face the Gold Coast Titans. Tell us more. We're joined by Lieutenant Mark Hadlow from the New Zealand Navy Reserve Forces. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Very well. So 150, that's a pretty big number. Is that unusual?
Yeah. No, not really. If you take it across the whole country, we have lots of things that happen. Pukeahu happens in the morning at dawn, and in Auckland at the thing. So huge turnouts everywhere, really. So it's important for NZDF. It's the biggest probably day in the calendar of the year. So Mount Smart Stadium, Rangitoto, is going to be absolutely amazing.
What can people expect then? I mean, you're going to get some of the LAVs out and the Bushmasters.
I think there's a couple of ribs on display from the Navy, but the most important part is that we've got, for the first time, I think, in a long time, BCTs, which is Basic Common Trainees, out of the Leadership Development Group. They are going to be the honour guard, which is pretty exciting for these guys in training. I did my training in 19-something, and we wouldn't have gotten near a parade. And they were rehearsing yesterday. It's pretty exciting. There's 40 of those doing a parade. There's flag bearers. There's the commemoration service itself, which is the component of that, is pretty exciting. And we've got the best military brass band in the world as the super guest, which is great from the
You have to get the tone right, though, don't you? Because you don't want to be jingoistic about this and sort of...
No, absolutely not. It's really important we get that right, because this is not this is about sorrow. It's about peace, and it's about the service of servicemen and women, and duties and stuff like that. So it's certainly not jingoistic. It's about the effort that people put in, and tomorrow is going to be a prime example of that. Air Force, Army, and principally Navy with regards to the ceremony, they'll be putting in everything they can. It's going to be a really great show, I think. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
And of course, a big rugby league game to follow. I understand the ball is going to be, dropped off by a helicopter, is it, at halftime? Or at the start?
I was trying not to spoil things, but yeah, one of the Rogers in the Air Force A109s is going to drop the match ball off, and so the loadmaster will give us that ball, and then it'll be placed on the plinth, and away they go. So the Titans against the 1NZ Warriors, it'll be a brilliant game. It's been a great partnership with them too. They've put a lot in the turf.
They haven't had much luck though in recent years, have they? Because they've had to play Melbourne, and Melbourne's been too good. So yeah, maybe we'll get a better result this time.
Yeah, well, we hope so, Corin, because they're an amazing team. They're amazing. The whole of their ethos is extraordinary.
All right. Good luck. Thank you very much. Lieutenant Mark Hadlow there from the New Zealand Navy Reserve Forces.